ஓம் ஸ்ரீ கணேசாய நமஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ சரஸ்வத்யை நமஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஓம் சமஸ்த ஜன கல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் பிரம்ம வித்வகம். ஓம் சச்சிதானந்த ரூபாய விஸ்வோத்பத்தியாதி ஹேதவே தாபத்ரய விநாசாய ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ணாய வயம் நுமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். அவர் குருதேவ் யூஸ் டு யூஸ் த்ரீ வேர்ட்ஸ், குவாய்ட், விஜிலண்ட் அண்ட் அலர்ட். வென் யூ ஆர் டூயிங் மெடிடேஷன், குவாய்ட் மீன்ஸ் காம் மைண்ட், நோ டிசைர்ஸ் கர்கலிங். அலர்ட் அண்ட் விஜிலண்ட், தே ஹாப்பி டு பி சேம் வேர்ட்ஸ். That means, all the external thing, what is happening, be alert about that. And vigilant means what is happening in your own mind and what is happening, be alert about that. Maunena, yogantarayan maunena. And himsam kayadi anihaya. And himsa, himsa word means no, himsa means violence, causing injury, hurting somebody's feelings also and all that, that's called himsa. So, because some kind of violent thoughts also come our mind and all that. Because see, janma janma, we do not know, kaam, krodh, lobh, bhaya, himsa, dambha, all that. How to overcome that thought or feeling of it? Kayadi anihaya. Anihaya means non-action. Kayadi, at the level of body, of speech and all that. A thought may arise something, you know. You get angry and want to say something very terrible to someone. Physically also you have to, your hand raise also, and then suddenly you become aware, drop it. Kayadi anihaya. Ahimsa, that's called ahimsa. The idea is, at physical level, mental level, verbal level, I do not cause any kind of harm to anyone. But suppose a person is a surgeon, then physically you have to open their stomach or this or that, but that how much they take care, you know. It's like a murderer who comes and then just stabs and kills. It's not like that. They check how all your other parameters, everything required or not. They will give some, depending upon the situation, local anesthesia or general anesthesia, and they take care, and then all that is done, they close it also, everything, then all the painkillers also are given. So even though at physical level, it seems that something is done, but in the mind there is no such. Now there is so many kinds of hinsa are there, at physical level also harming. And verbal kind of abuse is also there and hurting. And mentally also they're causing that, you know. And so many people say, you hurt my feelings. You hurt my feelings. And that man says, I did not know you had feelings. See, again. So here, kayadi means kaya, vacha, manasa. You know, about the ahimsa, most beautiful description of Sant Jnaneshwar Maharaj has given. The word comes in the Gita 13th chapter there also. I have given little of this in the book also. The state of mind of that person, whose mind is totally free from this kind of one. He says such a person, in the first place, does not walk only. Does not walk. We've seen, suppose I walk, there are little creatures are sleeping, they may be disturbed, so I don't want. So if at all I have to walk, so softly. And he does not open his eyes only. Why? Because so he say, suppose I open, because some people kill other person only by opening the eyes only. ऐसा घोर कर रखा मोलो घोरा कर रखा था. So that man of anger, he does not open. Because suppose I look at someone, he may get frightened of that. So if at all he has to open it so softly, and all the love and compassion in his drishti also. He does not raise his hand because he thinks this, but other person may think I am going to hit. No. So if at all it has only just. See, the way it is described. That means what is shown is ahimsa is the state of your mind and bhav. But somebody doing adharma, anyaya, and you are in the battlefield, then that is a different thing. But still in the mind, no himsa bhav. That's why Bhagavan Sri Ram Ji, Ram Avatar, Krishna Avatar, they had to kill demons or not, but they did not send them to hell. They also went to heaven only. Because in the mind, ahimsa only was there. So if you have to take some action sometime, you have to take action, but not with vengeance or ill feeling. So I say kama, krodha, lobha, bhaya, shoka, moha, dambha, and obstacles on the meditation, and the himsa bhava also gone. Now what happens is, when we live in this world, we go through different sufferings. Some sufferings are caused by beings around us. That's why three times we shanti, shanti, shanti. We say, Om shanti, shanti, shanti. Because troubles come to us from our surroundings. It can be some animal also. It can be some person also. It can be anything like that. Adi bhautik it is called. Second is called adi bhautik, adi daivik, from the phenomenal forces and all that, over which you have no control at all. What will happen suddenly? Like earthquake and so many kind of excessive rains and no rains, or so terrible cold and all that, so many things can happen like that. And something coming from our own body also. In this body, what goes on inside, we have no idea at all. And sometimes we feel suddenly, nothing happens suddenly. It was going on and on and on and on and on that, but sometimes we did not notice it or recognize it, and something happened then. So all these dukkhas come there. But one thing, whether that trouble is caused by surroundings or beings, or by the phenomenal forces, what suffers is our mind only. Isn't it? So ultimate is adhyatmik tap only then. I was walking the morning for class, I was going many years ago, okay? Suddenly one dog came from somewhere, I have no idea from where it came, and went away. And I can't run after him because so fast. And I had to go for my class, lecture. Bhutajam dukkham, caused by someone. don't get worried. I know you are not worried. Very fact, I am sitting here, so nothing happened. It's very clear. So, but you took care. But such a thing happened. What can I do? I just went, gave the lecture, and then I told, you know, one dog came and did, oh, come. They took me to some hospital doctor and all that. It was, luckily, it was not too deep and all that. Maybe in my last birth, I must have hit him with a stone or something, I don't know. So, is janam mein aaya wo. Chala gaya. But now who will be worried? Mind, right? At Adi Daivik or whatever kind of mind only gets affected. Now these sorrows which are caused by surroundings or all the beings and things that are around us, or the sorrows caused by these other forces, or from our own body and all that, how to deal with them? Huh? Interesting, important topic or not? So now, Naraji is teaching Yudhishthira. Remember, I have taken the shlokas, but Naraji is speaking. So he says, Krupaya Bhutajam Dukkham. Daivam jayat samadhina. Atmajam yoga virena. Nidram sattva nishevaya. Krupaya bhutajam dukkham. Bhutajam dukkham means the sorrow which is caused you by other beings. Like animals may be there, birds may be there, or even human beings may be there. And sometimes your own relatives, they are also capable of giving enough kind of trouble and all that. And don't think only they give you trouble, you can also give trouble because you are their relative, no? So every time the person thinks, they are only causing. So, if I ask them, they will tell you how much you are giving trouble also. Anyway, so now I take it for granted that you are not causing trouble, but somebody is causing trouble. Bhutajam dukkham. Huh? Bhuta doesn't mean ghost or anything here. Bhuta means beings, you know, all beings are. Physically also they may do, mentally, you know, verbally also some say something, bhutajam dukkham. How to overcome that? You will feel something. But if you don't feel, tab to phir you are jnani mahatma then. But at our level, after all, I am a human being. Of course you are a human being. We know that you are a human being. So dukkha to ho jata hai. So then what? Krupaya. Krupaya means be compassionate. हाँ अब वो डॉग आया, डॉग को क्या मालूम कि ही इज अ ब्रह्मचारी गोइंग फॉर गिविंग लेक्चर, ही डज नॉट नो. आ गया वो उसको देखा. सो व्हेन वी गो टू समवेयर हाउस एंड ऑल, इफ दे हैव गॉट डॉग्स एंड ऑल दैट, दे आर समदृष्टि डॉग्स, आई मीन फॉर देम इट मेक नो डिफरेंस वेदर सम अदर पर्सन हैज कम. He may be Swami, so what? Uska welcome hai, wo to. You will not get angry with that dog, you will get angry with that master only. Bandh ke kyun nahi rakhte usko, udhar kyun nahi. Because you are compared, as an animal hai, kuch usko kya samajh mein aata hai, what is it? Isn't it true? So, Krupaya. So, even it can be birds, animals, or other creatures, or the human being, and all that also. So, just as we look at that, you know, children also cause so much of trouble to parents and all, but depends after marriage to bachcha hai, my only child, you know. The great Santa Mahatma, they say, are the ignorant people, you know. They don't know. Ignorant people and children are same only. You know? He may be grown up person, has no idea at all. In Srimad Bhagavat, a very beautiful example there of Vivan Stuti. Those who are mothers here who have given birth to children, they know that when the child is in the your belly, goes on kicking or not? Goes on kicking? Yes. Huh. The mothers feel bad. If actually they doesn't kick, get worried, can happen or what happened? Baby growing, a child. They have told me. So, Krupa means love and compassion. Have some ignorant people there to align. They don't know it. So, have compassion. So, even if it's so, it doesn't matter. Krupaya bhutajam dukkham. Bhutajam dukkham krupaya. By the great emotion of love and compassion over. Don't say, I will teach you a lesson. You understand? Does any mother tell you, come out, I will show you. Krupaya bhutajam dukkham. And daivam jayat samadhina. Daivam is the dukkha that is caused by the phenomenal forces and all that, that you overcome by samadhi. Now samadhi, one meaning is going into nirvikalpa samadhi. How can anybody go to like that samadhi? But samadhi means equanimity of mind. Samatvam yoga uchyate. Samata. Now tell me one thing. Suppose there's a huge floods and somebody's house is drowned in that and lost property, right? But does that person hate waters? Ab main pani piyunga hi nahi. Because these floods, I tell you. Does it happen? No. Or sometimes fire burns down the house. Ab to aag. I will never use fire. Will it happen? No. Your mind is calm. Ho gaya wo. So all this, samadhi means samata, man ki samata. Theek hai? Samadhina, that's called samadhi. Samatvam yoga uchyate. Ishtanishtopapattishu samatvam. Same. So if your mind is same, then what can harm you? Like see, if you're very hot, you keep your room cool, right? So your room is cool. So then that heat does not affect. So that's why they say, keep cool. Keep your head cool. Huh? If your head is cool, everything fine. Do you know? So whenever you are very feeling hot and you are not in your air conditioned room and all that, right? Suppose you have got a fan, hand fan only. So where you fan, tell me. Your hands are everywhere. Or you are sitting in the car, air conditioned car. and if it is hot, so the whole blast off on your face. Right? Why? वो ठंडा है तो सब ठंडा है, तेरा सिर ही ठंडा नहीं होता है. यू नो देयर इज अ वेरी गुड सेइंग इन हिंदी लैंग्वेज, साइन ऑफ गुड हेल्थ क्या है? पैर गरम, पेट नरम, सिर ठंडा. आए कोई तो मारो एक डंडा पे. मैंने यू डोंट नीड एनी डॉक्टर वैद्य और एनी वन. If your feet are warm and your stomach is very soft and your head is cool, then you are very healthy. Generally, हमारा उल्टा ही होता है. इसे तो पैर ठंडे हो रहे, माने गया ये पैर ठंडे. And stomach is always very hard. तो कितनी कचौड़ियाँ पकौड़ियाँ खाएगा तो होगा, what will happen? पेट की हालत क्या होगी? And hot-headed man, samadhi, sham. Samadhi na daivam jaya. What can you do here? You go on grumbling, complaining all the time, all the time. What is use? Atmajam yoga virena. Atmajam means the sorrow caused by Atma, Atma not Sachidananda Atma. That Atma doesn't cause any problem. That is your soul. Here Atma is your body. Yeah. The all the problems which arise from the body, this body is called Vyadhi Mandiram. Huh? It is a house of all kinds of ailments. If it is healthy, then it is a wonder. If some problem is, it's not a wonder. Something is all the time. Or something will, all the time will happen. Yoga virya. Here yoga virya means what? Virya means samarthyana, by strength or the strength of spiritual practices. They're called yoga virya. Atmana vindate viryam. That's what Keno Pesha says. The strength comes from within yourself by your own spiritual strength. Huh? I had heard about one Mahatma. He used to have a lot of physical pain, this, that. So somebody asked him, physical pain, what do you do? He says, I go into samadhi. Who meditation practice karte us samay? Batao. हाँ? और हमारा तो पूरा मेडिटेशन उस बॉडी पे होता है उसे. अरे आ ऊ यू नो व्हेन वी आर हेल्दी एंड ऑल दैट देन वेदांत टेल्स यू आर नॉट द फिजिकल बॉडी. यस आई एम नॉट द फिजिकल बॉडी बट व्हेन देयर इज समथिंग इन द मॉर्निंग the only thought is I am the body. Continuous. And one man went to a doctor. Doctor, you know, wherever I touch my body there is pain, you know, wherever I touch. What is it? Then the doctor saw him. He said, Baba, you have got a broken finger. There is no pain. So when you are with the finger, see doctor, वहाँ पे कोई pain नहीं है, pain यहाँ हो रहा है. सर मूढ़ात्मा योग वीर्य है ना. So, all these kinds of suffering, this, that, no? Samarthyam. So, when our spiritual strength is great, and ordinary also, you say, you know, when our physical level, so immunity is great, then these things, you know, they don't disturb us so much on our life. But if immunity is very, very low, And a little change in the air, he will be the first victim. And you don't have to find out the barometer, etc. You look at him and you will know air has changed. क्या करूं मैं, पता नहीं क्या याद आता रहता है मुझे. अच्छा, नाउ अदर वी सॉ दैट एंड वन मोर वन देयर. योगांतरायण मौने ना, हियर यू हैव सीन एंड आत्मजम योग वीरेण दे निद्राम सत्व निषेवया. निद्रा भाभा रे सम पीपुल, यू नो, सम पीपुल इनसोम्निया, दे डोंट गेट स्लीप. And person to always, pata nahi, the beck and call, the sleep is all the time. They hit the head to the pillow and their nose starts like helicopter taking off. And one man went to office very late. So the boss asked, why are you late? He says, I'm very sorry, I overslept. The boss says, so you sleep at home also? Nidra. Baba re, job dekho tam nidra. And some people are otherwise very aware, but the moment they sit for the class, you know, not I'm talking of Vedanta class, any class, they are samabuddhi as far as that class is concerned. The moment they are, Om Sahana Bhavatu, Gaya. I don't know when the lecture is over, say, Swami, your lecture was so good. But when did you hear? Actually, I heard you. How to overcome the sleep? Sattvam nishevaya. So one is by adopting to sattvic way of living. Sattvic way of living means, first control the quantity of food that you eat. Oh. Then control the quality of the food that you eat. Control the timings that you go eat. And when you eat, when you know that you can eat more, stop there. Be honest. Not you all the time full at sea, I wanted to eat, but you know, you told me I have stopped. Already up to the nose he has taken also. Sattvam nishevaya. Then, in the Bhagavad Gita says, moderation in life. Right time, sleeping, waking up, you are eating, you are all activities. When you are disciplined, then what you can conquer sleep also. So at physical and all this level, your life must be very disciplined. Your food intake, that also should be proper. Other mind also remains calm, quiet, then it is possible. Now one nidra is not physical nidra also we need in our life. That is one thing. But other nidra is living in ignorance all the time. That is another sleep. But here we take only this nidra. Nidra sattva nishevaya. Now, there are three gunas of prakriti. What is that? Sattva gun, rajo gun, tamo gun. Sometimes, already I had told you, like desires also is sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. everything is Atma. Now here we are the products of these three gunas, Sattvarya Tamas. So how to overcome all of them? That is a very beautiful topic. We'll visit tomorrow. Jai Siya Ram, Jai Jai Siya Ram. Jai Siya Ram, Jai Jai Siya Ram. Bolo Ram, 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 Sita Ram. Bolo Ram, 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 Sita Ram. Bolo Ram, 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 Sita Ram. Jai Siya Ram, Jai Jai Siya Ram. Jai Siya Ram, Jai Jai Siya Ram. Bolo Ram, 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 Raja Ram. Bolo Ram, 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 Raja Ram. Bolo Ram, 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 Raja Ram. Jai Siya Ram, Jai Jai Siya Ram. Jai Siya Ram, Jai Jai Siya Ram. Jai Jai Siya Ram, Jai Jai Siya Ram. Siya Balaramachandra Bhagavan ki, Pavana Sutha Hanuman ki, उमापति महादेव की जय। बोलो भाई सब संतन की ये सद्गुरुनाथ महाराज की जय। ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ओम शांति शांति शांति। हरे श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरे।